This Husey, Ed and Darren podcast was made just for you. Make Christmas yours with Spotlight, who have everything you need for Christmas.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round on the radio now.
Today FM Morning Crew.
We're on, man. We are on Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong's here.
Do people realize that we have $300 from the Iconic vouchers to give away to all our callers who get on air? Will that include this guy?
Yeah, sadly, yes.
All right, yeah, all right. $300 from the Iconic.
Yep. And it tells you that the bar is low. So yesterday at around this time, we started speaking to someone and their name was an issue about what their name was an issue.
Aston from Oran Park, are you mad for Twitter?
Is there an M on the end of your name?
Yeah.
So Husey doesn't think that Aston is a name. He thinks it's Aston being misspelt.
Is that an unusual name? Do people ask you to spell it?
No. Don't try and justify it.
Aston, do people go, how do you spell it? I imagine they ask you how to spell it.
No, they just say to me, you're the car, aren't you?
And so it's A-S-T-O-M.
N.
It is N.
Yeah, it got weird. Mm. Yeah. So he said N. And then he said his middle name was Martin as well, which we thought was a joke.
Like the car.
I tried to get the prize taken off him.
You did.
I didn't try that hard, though, because we're about to talk to you. I didn't, though. I didn't go
no,
to...
No, you
sort of,
did. You escalated
I forgot
it.
About it. I didn't. I forgot. I didn't escalate it. I didn't take it up the chain. I didn't. Mm. But
Grand.
We wanted... What we wanted was his license. I wanted his license.
I thought about it later and I thought, is it because the Oran Park has a raceway? Is he trying to do material, you know, like Oran Park Raceway?
That's a good thought.
And then anyway, so the passport photo of this person is in front of Aaron Molan. So let's go to a man claiming to be called Aston. Good morning again, Aston.
Good morning, Uzi.
Thank you. And, great to be here.
And Ed and Aaron, mate.
Sorry, my bad. No, you're right. Mate, early. You're in Oran Park. I get it.
Yeah. He's apologised.
Yeah. All right. So,
well, can we just ask, why are you up this early?
Oh, no. Today I took a day off work and I thought I'd
just hang out with us.
I've got my grandma talking next to me.
Okay. Sorry. Hi, morning. Fan. Good morning, grandma.
Oh, she's your grandma. Can you put her on?
Uh-oh. Yeah, good morning.
Hey, this is grandma.
Hello, grandma.
Hey, Nana.
What's your name?
Hi. Ruby.
What's your name, Grandma? Rosie?
Ruby. Don't start this with poor grandma.
No, I spell you spell it R-U-B-Y. Is that R-U-B-Y, Ruby?
That's correct.
There we go. Like the gem. Yeah. Much like the gemstone.
That's a great name. You know what? Ruby's a name that has
I love that name.
Come around again.
Yeah. I have a horse called Ruby Kisses.
Beautiful.
And then you've got the Ruby Princess. Oh, that didn't go
you
well.
You have a horse.
You don't want that one.
No.
No. The Ruby Princess is back on the open waters.
That's
and I personally am prepared to sail on that vessel and looking
for
forward
a
to
small
it.
Fee.
At a shareholder's function.
For a small fee.
I will pay.
For a big fee.
Oh, no way. I'm a cruiser and everyone knows that. I take the family on the cruisers. My son, I'll never forget him having his 15th serving of custard for the afternoon saying, Dad, I'm living the dream.
It is a dream. Now, Ruby, what is your grandson's name?
Joseph Martin.
No, it's now, not.
Erin has in front of her. Well, let's have a look. Let's go to the tape. Erin has a picture of.
Oh, my God.
What's it say, Erin?
It says name Martin for last name.
Yep.
Aston Joseph. What the hell?
Hang on. Can I just establish the first name is spelled how?
A-S-T-O-N.
Just so.
So it is Aston.
After all, that.
Martin.
It's Aston Martin.
Aston Martin.
Now, Ruby, between you and Aston, you have won yourselves $300 from the Iconic. Yay. How's that feel?
That's fantastic.
Can I do something a little bit controversial that might get me fired?
Oh, I don't like it.
Okay, I'm just going to put it out there, and I'm going to sort it. If I think because
let's
Aston
do this one off air.
I know.
You want a double?
I just think Aston gave us so much happiness, and then Ruby was so amazing. I mean, as if Aston's going to share his voucher with Ruby. Let's be honest, that's just not going to happen. Ruby has been a big part of this show, and I just think they've both been on air. It's a competition thing. I think they should both get a $300 iconic voucher.
That? How do you feel about that, Ruby?
Oh, that would be really special. And Aston actually turns 18 on Friday. So.
New threads.
Hey,
new
now,
threads.
No, is it coincidental Wednesday?
Why?
It is coincidental Wednesday.
Yeah,
can
why?
We get can
What's
we get
happened?
Aston back on the radio, Ruby?
Aston,
can we get Aston?
Hi, hi. Hey, g'day, mate.
Aston,
yeah.
Aston, do you do? Is your birthday on Friday?
Yep.
So is mine.
Oh,
oh my God!
It's coincidental Wednesday.
And Aston are 26 of November buddies.
You're celestial brothers, and I tell you what, it's two iconic vouchers here. The iconic,
what?
It's your one-stop shop for fashion, sport, beauty, kids and toys with delivery, a free delivery over $50 and free return. Shop theiconic.com.au. Well done, Aston. Happy birthday for Friday. Well done, Ruby, for help raising such a nice young man.
Cracking start to the morning. Oh. And well done, Aaron, for going above and beyond the call of duty and giving away another $300.
Thank you.
And well done, producers, for not being able to spell initially.
Yeah. Yes, that's a good start.
And well, Jay, and well,
actually, I'm, yeah, let's, yeah, yeah, well done, everyone.
The Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Caught Overton's news. I call him Overton.
Yeah.
Petey. Petey or Overton.
Jess calls him Petey. His wife calls him Petey.
Yeah, I might call him P&O.
Oh, love it.
That is actually really good.
The Cruise. We'll just call him the Cruise for sure.
Oh, man, how our nicknames evolve. That's brilliant.
Yeah, the Cruise is the Cruise. Yep. I was watching the Cruise last night on the old Channel 9. I love it when Aaron's on Fridays.
And Saturdays.
Yeah, I know you're on Saturdays. I was getting to that.
Sorry.
Two worst days to have to do, though.
I know. Absolutely.
What?
No, you know what? I'm proud to deliver people the news
Monday.
When they are the happiest, you know, which is
but
Friday,
also,
Saturday. They are the happiest.
I've got a reason why she should do the news on a Friday and Saturday. Because.
Keeps her off the drink.
No.
Mate, it finishes at 7 o'clock. Yeah, that's a lot of hours left for drinking.
Exactly. But also drinking while looking good. Professional hair and makeup.
Yes.
You're done at 7 p.m. You're straight
to the bar.
Yep. And you're looking the best in the bar because
you've
had
hotter than any other chick who's done their own home job.
Smart.
Oh, a bit of mascara and some foundation. Good for you. Look at me with my contouring and my professional products.
Spray painted, absolutely.
Smart.
She's got more hair product in than, is
anyone.
Used by small countries in Europe.
And Transnistria.
Every Friday, Saturday night.
Yep. I'm ready to go.
Out.
Absolutely.
No, that's actually smart.
Let's get to what happened last night. P.O. The Cruise. Peter Overton.
You forgot the rage.
He said.
Or Box. We could just call him.
Peter Box.
No, P.O. Box.
P.O. Box. That's a good one as well. Yes. I think we'll go with the Box.
Okay, the Box.
It's an evolving nickname. The Box said that a La Nina weather event is underway in the Pacific for the second consecutive year, meaning a wet summer for Sydney. Not only wet, cool. Mm. Hot and wet we like.
Oh.
Cool and wet we're not so happy about.
Well, hang on, speak for yourself.
No, Sydney needs to be hot in summer.
Yes.
I believe. And winter, I would like it hot as well. But definitely summer. This is disgusting.
Well, not according.
I didn't sign up for this.
Well, Sonia from Penrith, do you love a nice, a rainy summer?
Look, I'm not a fan. I signed up for summer this time.
Oh, but you sound fun, though. That's
you know
the thing. Sonia does need some sun.
But Sonia.
Sun on Sonia.
I believe, Sonia, your bikini ready.
Sorry,
is that fair to say, Sonia?
Definitely. I was prepared.
She needs to be out there, towel down.
I feel that way too, Sonia. I feel like this
lotion
is,
on.
This is, yeah, lotion, my chance.
She needs to be. She's a frolicker. Are you a frolicker, Sonia?
Well, I mean, you know, I freeze, so I had to be, you know.
Oof.
She needs to raise on.
I get
skin.
It.
Oh, for God's sake. I think
what?
We all know what wearing a bikini in the sun is like. I don't think you need to explain how each ray hits each part of her body.
Poor Sonia's tan lines would be
get rid of those at some point.
This is real life.
How about $300 from the Iconic for you, Sonia? Anything you like. Well done.
Thank you so much.
You can buy yourself some.
Yourself.
For God's sake. What could she buy herself? What style of bikini? Brazilian?
No, I was actually thinking she could buy herself something to rug up in for those cool days. And then I got sad.
Like a poncho. tough name here. Marina?
Whose phone's ringing?
From Oran Park.
Hello.
Hello.
What?
Hello.
Why is another radio station ringing me? That's too weird. We're on air.
Which they know.
I know.
Wait, are they listening right now?
Anyway, Marina from Oran Park, do you like a cold summer?
Yes, I do.
You do. Excellent. Because you're from where?
I'm from New Zealand.
Thank you so much. He is way too distracted to finish this segment, so you get $300 from the Iconic.
Thanks, Marina.
Let's deal with that because he's been called. Say who's calling
him. Do I answer it?
Jackie O's calling him.
No,
let's go to
now.
A break. You can talk to Jackie
Why?
O.
What are they doing?
And you may or may not be back on the show.
I reckon it's not going to be flattering for us. That's just my early tip on whatever he's doing.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Yeah, we are so happy to be here. We're talking weird stories, aren't we?
Okay, completely tattooed man who had nose and lip removed as part of his bid to become, quote, a black alien, has two fingers cut off to turn his hand into a claw.
Oh, yeah.
Is a pretty dense headline.
We're trying to get hold of him.
It's a lot to unpack.
We rang his manager.
Yeah, but he wants...
How much do they want? Do we know how much they want or not?
What was the ballpark producers for how much he wanted?
Did they put it out there? Are they prepared to negotiate? Does anyone know how much he wanted?
We don't know yet.
Because it's also...
Mindy's coming. Mindy's coming.
Why?
We're still in
negotiations.
Why would they put up money?
But are we talking four figures, five figures? Have you got any idea? Any idea?
We're going to offer them maybe $200?
Can we give them an iconic voucher? Do they have the Iconic?
Yeah.
I believe this person is French, but he's here speaking in Spanish.
Yo, va a ser más difícil, pero no tengo miedo.
You know what I'm hearing there?
Difícil, I guess, is difficult. And if you speak Spanish and you picked up on that, please call us. 1310. Can we play this one more time for our Spanish speaking?
Oh, yeah,
list?
Please.
Here we go. Yep.
Yo, va a ser más difícil, pero. No tengo miedo.
You know, but what I'm hearing, though, and I don't know what they're saying, but I'm hearing someone who shouldn't have split their tongue in half. That's
so true, isn't it?
They're having trouble speaking because they decided to divide their tongue. Is there another word for tongue?
You fork it.
They forked their tongue.
Yeah,
yes,
a forked tongue has a split down the middle.
Oh, yeah, you're on.
I had a click. This is him speaking. This is me speaking, but quote, I had a click when I was a security guard. I realized that I was not living my life the way I wanted. I stopped everything at 24 and left for Australia.
You've been here?
Yep. This is where he got the click. It has become normal, even unconscious, to constantly think about my plans for the next few months.
What is he saying, click? You got the click. What does that mean?
I think he said, I had a click, a moment, an idea.
Right.
Yes.
Like an epiphany.
Yeah, there you go. Something clicked in my brain.
Yeah. Mm. The craw is the big one for me. To cut off two or three of your fingers is a real commitment to what you're doing.
Is he well?
I don't think
it's your place to judge.
I asked a question. It wasn't loaded. I'm genuinely wondering, are you well? Like someone would say, are you well? That's all.
Well. What does he got a cold?
Didn't
he sound like he had a cold?
Well, what about the surgeons who did it?
Yeah,
do it himself. This was performed in Mexico, so this is not
Mexico.
These are proper surgeons.
He hasn't got infected, so I'd say they are. He's still alive. But I would like to think if I became a surgeon, I did the study, and then someone came to me and said,
study.
"I want to." Then again, maybe I would. Maybe I'd go. Are you sure? And they'd say yes, and I'd say, all right.
You'd be the claw guy.
Let's get out
the... Yeah, you could specialise in claws. What are those things? Inundated.
What are the gangsters normally use to cut off people's fingers?
Oh, the secateurs or the
jaws
the
of
bolt
life?
Cutters.
Bolt cutters, I
bolt
reckon.
Bolt cutters.
Bolt cutters.
Yeah, that's the sort of...
Oh, God.
Mafioso style.
Anyway, we'll hope if he'll accept under $500, I reckon we're going to have him on. We probably need an interpreter.
Well, because for a long time we were saying a Frenchman, and then in the clip it took eight of us to work out he was speaking Spanish. So we're already halfway there.
Goosey, Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
What a coincidence!
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Great and small, we do not judge a coincidence. Get on the line, 131060. We've got a $300 voucher to the great website, The Iconic, where you get all your shopping needs.
Yeah, we know that. Fashion.
In time for Christmas,
exactly,
mate.
Exactly, mate.
Also, kids' toys as well. I often do a little haul for Eliza. Mm. They come in 3 hours. Well, if you want some activities for home, whatever, it's awesome.
The Iconic's all you need.
Yep.
But this segment is valued. It's cherished, some would say. Ed Cavalier's come in this morning strutting like he's the...
dog's pony.
Like he's the...
No, let's go with the dog's pony. That's a classic saying that we all know so well.
Cock of the hoop or king of the...
Cock of the walk, I believe.
Cock of the walk.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah. I'm going to go with dog and of the pony, to be honest.
He's also going to... He's going to drag in another celebrity, possibly shred their reputation as well. Give us your coincidence.
Righto. I get a text message from my mother.
Yep.
And she says, "You'll never guess what's just happened to me at the supermarket."
Yep.
And I said, "Oh, no, I wouldn't guess what's just happened to you at the supermarket."
Yep.
And now I will pause and throw to my friend, my fellow Dancing with the Stars contestant and easily the best dressed person at the No Time to Die premiere only a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
Christian Wilkins. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I can't believe I'm getting a wake-up call from my three most favourite humans ever.
Oh, there he goes.
You know what? Yeah. Any day I speak to Christian Wilkins is a good day.
It seems
so long ago. Erin misses you.
It seems so long ago,
Christian, that you were dancing and getting changed in the room with Ed Cavalier and you know, telling us about your dad having COVID. Remember that?
I know. And we started in a pre-COVID world. All of this. I remember flying down to Melbourne, Dad being like, "This is going to get serious." And I was like, "No, it won't." Plot twist. It did.
Right. can your dad smell? Before we get to the coincidence, can your dad smell now? Does he have any signs of long COVID or is he all good?
No, he's fine. But I personally believe all the vodka he drinks just pickles him.
Yeah, he wasn't hurt by it. He got into his body, and his body's going, "Is that the best you got, COVID?" Man, exactly. I've been hit with way worse.
COVID's going to the World Health Organization saying, "Can we do something about the vodka?" Now, all right, so what is the coincidence? Ed, keep going, sorry.
All right, Mr. Wilkins, well, if you wouldn't mind taking over, why was my mother texting me saying, "You'll never guess what just happened at the supermarket"?
Well, here I am trying to be a good son, walking my dad and my stepmom's dog because she's gone to Melbourne for the day. Mm-hmm. And I realize that he's never been tied up outside by himself. And I need to go into Woolworths to buy my 15 bunches of kale that I consume a day. And I see this lovely woman sitting by herself on the bench. And I'm like, you know what? She looks like a safe bet. She's going to look after the dog. I tie the dog up and I say, "Excuse me, miss, would you mind just looking after my dog?" She turns to me and goes, "Oh my gosh, I'm Ed's mom." And I was like, "No way." And the last time.
Yeah. Yep. Go on.
I went to, I saw her outside Woolworths. My dad kept trying to introduce me to her. And unfortunately, I just found out that my uncle had passed literally at that moment. And Dad's like, "Come and meet Ed's mom." I'm like, "Hi, Ed's mom. How are you?" And he's like, "Come get a photo." I'm like, "I can't, Ed's mom." And he's like, yeah, just come. And I'm like, "I really need to step away." So it was lovely to actually properly meet her this time.
Yeah. Oh, God.
He's destined to become part of the family.
I hope so. There we go. How is that?
I love Christian.
I love
That's
Christian
amazing.
Too.
Yeah. That is
Thank
amazing.
You, Mr. Mate. Wilkins.
Love you, darling. Good to
love
chat.
You. Now,
saved his bacon.
Now, the iconic.
Does he get the voucher?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think we need to attract more celebrities to the show.
You've got yourself $300 to spend at the Iconic, buddy.
Will you accept that?
If I could swear, I would.
You can. It's yes. fine.
It's a big fat yes.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
What a coincidence!
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Now, we just had Ed Cavalier's great coincidence involving Christian Wilkins and Ed's mum who attend the same supermarket.
Yeah. So, tell you what, though, if you're loitering around Lower North Shore supermarkets, you are in with a chance.
Yeah.
Of your mum or Christian?
Either, both, who knows?
Yeah, your mummy's single, is that official, or is she on the down low with someone just under the radar?
I know, no,
tracking
she's,
square.
No, no single at the moment, but yeah, involved.
So is the Queen, by the way.
Yep.
Now, and she's got a sprained back.
Would she ever date again? I know we don't have time for this, probably, but would she date again, do you think, the Queen?
Oh, why not? The Queen is an attractive woman, and if she wants to get
she's
out and about.
Beautiful.
Cheers. Now, I've got a quickie before we get to the callers. So a few weeks ago, I said I never flick on to Triple M because I'm loyal to our station, but I flicked on and they were mocking me, yeah?
Oh, that's right.
It was
yeah.
incredible.
That's right.
Amazing, yes.
So for the second time in history, I flick on a Triple M and guess what?
No.
They're mocking me again.
You're joking.
It's
coincidental. Is it a segment? Is Mick Malloy doing a segment?
Is it a benchmark?
Mock-Husey
Monday.
Monday. Is that what we got? Mock-Husey Monday.
What was he saying about you and why are they so desperate for content?
No, that's awful. No, it's what other people were saying. They were reading out what other people were saying.
And they're letting other
people. And
that
makes it okay, apparently. Apparently.
Not according to a court of law, by the way. Publishers are responsible.
Well, we are responsible for our own coincidences. Correct. And Jess from Newtown, first coincidence, I lived there for years. Jess, what is your coincidence?
Yeah, so a few years ago, I was traveling to America before COVID. And in Philadelphia, I ran into a guy at the hostel. Then a few weeks later, ran into the same guy at another hostel in Washington, D.C. And then I went traveling for a few months. And then in L.A., 2 months later, ran into the same guy again. So exchanged numbers and then lost my SIM card and didn't think anything of it. And then a couple of weeks ago, I run into this guy at Marrickville Woolworths.
Go on then. The same,
guy?
Marrickville Woolworths from LA to Marrickville. It's a story as old as time. Give her the music.
Matt. It's coincidental.
You know what? And there's literally 400 million people in America, and she has run into the same guy three times.
This is not a coincidence. I think this is stalking. As if he has not followed her. I'm sorry. I'm just putting it out there.
Is he an attractive man? Is there a chance for you two to have a long-term relationship? Jess, do you think?
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, right.
Oh, well, he's heard it here first. He can save himself
some
travel.
That's a good one. She gets a $300 voucher from the Iconic.
Your one-stop shop. Fashion, sport, beauty, kids, toys, free delivery, over $50 and free returns. Shop theiconic.com.au.
3 hours, if you want something quick, 3 hours.
What about Stacey from Heathcote? She gets the voucher, but what's your coincidence anyway?
Good morning, guys. So my name's Stacey, as you just said, and my grandfather's name is Stanley. And in Bankstown, the very first cross street on Stacey Street is Stanley Street.
Oh, I love it.
Simple, fresh. To the point. Effective. I love it.
Yeah. It's a ripper. That's how easy it is to get your $300 voucher here on.
Really easy.
Yeah, well done.
Well done to you, everyone. It's back next week.
Get up with the Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Wonderful news involving Australia's very own number one tennis player, Ash Barty. 3 years in a row, she's finished the year number one. Mm. But has she just won her greatest prize of all?
She won her greatest match to love.
It was a love match, indeed.
I get it. She won her greatest match to love. Like, you know, when you beat someone to love.
We're all on the same page here. You've done well. And the fact is she's getting married to who?
Well, I mean, is she getting married? Because I got engaged too. I never got married.
I think she was a follow-through sort of girl. I don't think Ash is a muck around. I'm not just going to do it for show. It will happen.
Yeah, she's engaged to her 29-year-old, quote, passionate Liverpool supporter and part of the PGA trainee program, a gentleman by the name of Kisik. So he's 29 and they're engaged. He popped the question. She said yes, they're getting married.
Yeah, so his name is Gary Kisik. It sounds like a tech billionaire, but it's not.
No, it's not.
He is a good bloke. I seen him on the sidelines. I saw them hug at Wimbledon and thought that's a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
He's been there he was there before she was famous, you know, and he's followed. Oh, well.
She played in the Big Bash and also tennis when she was younger. She was
before the million started rolling in.
So they met
at the Brookwater Golf Club in 2016.
So it's now 2021.
Correct.
She's 25. So he met her when she was 20. She was on her way up, but he had no idea she was going to become the number one player in the world.
Mm.
And you've got to think that he's helped her get there through his support.
Thank you.
And the question is, he is a golf...
A trainee.
A trainee. So he would be on minimum wage, literally.
Mm.
Golf trainees probably earn $400 a week.
I'd have to check, but I don't think it's massive.
Yeah. What is her net worth?
At the moment, her net worth is a tick over $30 million, they're saying on the internet, but they're saying that her prize money at this point is already $22 million US.
Endorsements.
Exactly. So it's under.
Thing.
It's unders.
Yeah, she would be worth at least $50 million.
Yes.
Are we saying prenup?
Well, we're not. You just did. Ed and I aren't.
Well, should she consider a prenup?
No, because if he ends up being the best golfer in the world?
It's unlikely. He's 29.
You're a bad guy.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying many golfers go from trainee at 29 to a US Masters champion.
That bloke who, remember, got named in the cricket to make his test debut and he was like 35?
Cricket's a bit different, I think.
What about Tom Brady in the NFL?
Yeah, but he was great at 20 and he's still going at 40. I'm saying Gary is not going to.
We don't want to prenup because I've just had a look and the PGA trainees get around $330 a week and he does not want Ash getting her hands on that.
So the thing is, she's not alone in earning more than her partner. And I am very happy that this situation occurs in life. Aaron has always been a high-earning individual.
Well, no, actually, no. When I had my first TV station, Channel Vision, I made $250 a fortnight.
Yeah, well, when
basically
I say always,
full time, and I was working at Vikings Rugby Club at night.
You were famous from the early 25. You were definitely famous. So you've been on good coin.
How about Danielle from Hurstville? Danielle from Hurstville. You sure do, don't you? Yeah, you sure do, don't you, Danielle?
Do you earn more than your partner?
Yes, I do. Not a lot more, but I sure do.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah. So what do you do, Danielle?
Well, I'm a teacher. Well, teachers don't earn that much, but he's a landscaper, and landscapers earn not much at all.
Really?
This, for me, Danielle, this feels like this. You've made this call for the tax department purposes, so... His money's all cash, isn't it? Danielle, come on. He's earning cash.
He does a little on the side, doesn't
come
he,
on,
Danielle?
Definitely not. Definitely not. Oh,
thank you, Danielle.
We'll send that audio straight through to him. What's his name? Josh Frydenberg, is it?
What about Louise from Castle Hill? Louise, you earn more than your partner?
We do.
Yeah. Are you prepared to say how much more per year you earn than your partner?
About $50,000 more.
Yeah, so you are rolling in it, and is he worth it, is the question.
We've been together for about 26 years, so for most of that I've been earning more.
So how does he find that? Like, because some men do struggle a little bit with that because your traditional roles in a male-female relationship are the man's the breadwinner, the money earner, the woman's the carer.
It's old-fashioned thinking.
That's what I'm saying. Some people still feel that way.
Well, how has he gone over the journey, Louise?
Well, I think to begin with, I think it was a bit of an issue. But now he's fine with it. He's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
do you give him – has he got an ING saver account? Do you give him – his own account.
we have a shared account, and then I have another account where I have extra money put in. So.
That's what I'm talking about. My see you later. It's my see you later money. Well done, Louise.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
Why is he angry?
You know what? My wife has no idea how life works. Nah. I'm going to play some audio what would have happened if I had not have stepped in last night. Have a listen to this.
Oh.
That is female tennis players, my daughters, playing tennis against the glass door of our lounge room. My wife gave them the tennis rackets. gave him the balls and said, hit against that.
What is wrong with
you
that?
You can't hit against glass.
No, you can't.
I don't care whether you're 8 or 80. You cannot hit a tennis ball against a window without the window breaking.
What is going on?
She said they're not that strong. I said they will break that window.
Yes.
She's never seen a ball in her life.
That's,
you know,
ridiculous.
What I mean? She's got no idea.
Got nothing, mate.
Were they using a cricket ball?
No, well, they would. No, a tennis ball.
You'd still smash it.
You're not hitting a tennis ball against a glass, against a window.
What did you do?
I'm kind of Team Holly, to be honest. I reckon they're not strong. It's a fluffy little soft ball.
No way. There's no way.
You know what?
Not on my watch.
If you're a better guy, you'd buy him a house with a tennis court.
Yes. God, what are you doing?
For tennis court.
Put it in the butler's pantry.
The Today FM morning crew. Husie, Ed and Aaron.
Shania saw me do stand-up at the Sydney Opera House once.
Did she?
And I believe she really enjoyed it.
Did she laugh?
The vibe I got was that she laughed. Certainly no one told me she didn't. So.
And they would have, to be honest. People are very quick to do that. Yeah, that's awesome.
But Erin Mullen is a mother who is busy, so she hasn't got all the time in the world, so she needs to get things done and get her daughter on the path to success.
Smart. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so toilet training has been something I've spoken to you guys about for a while now because I've worried that Eliza's 3.5 and we still hadn't quite nailed it. It's been embarrassing at parks. There'd be kids half her size with no nappy bulge, and then she'd kind of trundle over 6'4" with, you know, big nappy bulge on. So, you know, it's getting a little bit concerning.
But children do that at their own pace.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing to worry about. There's mums out there and dads out there going, oh no, I'm worried too. Don't worry.
But anyway, we had a real win. I picked her up from preschool on Monday and they said to me she literally did not wear a nappy all day. She went to the toilet twice for wee-wees. Well, and I'm like, this is amazing. We've broken the back of this thing.
Well done.
Did she also go to the toilet for poo-poos?
Nah. Can you not talk about poo-poos?
Poo-poos. Well, how can we say wee-wees and not poo-poos?
We can say both, I guess.
No,
both
fine.
Come from the same place. Well, not the same.
Well, wouldn't have thought so.
Fair question.
Anyway, so then she came home and I put a nappy on her to sleep because I wasn't that confident. But the next day, all she wanted to do for like 3 hours in the morning was just go to the toilet. All she wants to do every 5 seconds, she wants to sit on the toilet. She does a little bit, then gets off, wants to flush, and then we go outside. Can I go to the toilet again, Mummy? It's torture. Why, like...
Does she take her phone in there?
That's what I do.
No, she doesn't take her phone. But anyway, I've realised it's actually more annoying to have a child who goes to the toilet because I towards the end of the morning, I just started saying, can Mummy just put a nap in? You just do it in the nappy.
On, yeah, come on.
It's torture.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we had gymnastics on yesterday and I took her and I'm like, I'm just going to go with undies because she's doing so well.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's sitting on the mat, some other kid's demonstrating, and then all of a sudden she's looking for me. And I thought she was looking for me out of like, where's Mummy? Just wanted some reassurance. So I kind of wave. And anyway, she looks, stands up, massive puddle on the floor. And not just on her, but the two kids either side of her, it had seeped onto their pants.
You need those guys who operate on at the NBA, you know, when one of the players.
Floor moppers.
When one of the players falls over, they just come in and.
A floor mopper.
Yeah, I don't think I can afford to have someone like that around all the time. But it was awful because one mother was very understanding and the other was kind of like, I heard her on the phone, I'm guessing to her husband, some child's urinated on Toby. Can you please bring some other pants? And I'm going, oh, for God's sake, it happens. Toby's probably got pee on himself already from himself from earlier. Toby doesn't look like so advanced that he wouldn't be affected by some every now and then, but
that's why I think
it was awful.
You should just focus on swimming practice. It's swimming practice.
So true, isn't it?
No one has to know.
So
you
true.
Know?
Diving,
just
swimming.
Go for it. Pool base.
Water polo synchronized.
anything
in the water.
Come on. People can relate to it, can't
Surely.
They?
I hope so.
Surely. Well,
get on
so 13, 10, 60. Your child has had
an accident.
Or have you even?
Oh, how old?
Double points.
Accidents happen at any age.
Double points if you're an adult.
You know what?
An accident.
Our button pusher, Jack, told me that he's never had an accident in his adult life, which I find very hard.
Lived on the Gold Coast.
I'm able to control my bowels.
Yeah, but I haven't either. I haven't had an accident either in my adult life. I wouldn't have thought that's strange.
No. Anyone who drinks has accidents.
Thank
on it.
You. 13, 10, 60.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
Toilet training. Aaron's in the middle of it. Ed, your little Arnold, is he fully clear? Is he out of the toilet training world?
I don't want to jinx it, but he's doing pretty well.
Yeah, good. Now, I've got three, and they have not soiled themselves for a number of years.
Well done.
That's good. And personally, I haven't soiled myself since I was 22.
Well done, sir. And you made a claim, though, that Erin's doing gymnastics and her little girl had an accident on the mats, covered everyone in it. And you said the best thing to do is to do water-based activities for children.
So no one ever, victimless crimes, well, would you do it in the pool?
Well, you say that, but Sarah from Milpera would beg to differ. Yeah. What happened, Sarah?
So my son, who was supposedly toilet trained, did a number two in the pool, very unsafe. Pool evacuated. It was like COVID style, and I have never ever been more mortified in my whole life.
Yeah, it's called
you
a COVID.
See it floating.
Oh, was it Chiquito? Was it the size of a?
It was disgusting. It was honestly huge. I'm still not over it. Yeah,
it's like a pine forest. Log.
So, Sarah, can I ask you a question? Because when it happened with Eliza, like I'm 38, so I'm an adult apparently. I literally did not know what to do. I was looking around for an adult to come help. Like I did
so
not.
I
panicked.
I screamed.
You screamed.
Oh, and the pool person came over and said, I'm so sorry, a kid has pooed in the pool. And I was like, yeah, it's mine.
Oh, you don't own that kid.
I don't own that kid.
That kid gets their own way home. You know, if they can't find their way home, it's all over. But they got to drain the pool. That's the most embarrassing thing. You drive past that pool the next day and it's empty.
Yeah.
It's like a thousand megalitres.
Gigalitres.
Down the drain.
Gigalitres down the drain.
But you've got to have shorts for your children that hold the poo in.
Yeah. I get it.
Not if you know, they're toilet trained. That was the issue. Sarah said that was going really well.
Wetsuits. Yeah, but seal it off.
Wetsuits.
Yeah, wetsuits. Good idea.
Can we jump to Renee from Bankstown? Now, Renee from Bankstown, what happened?
So rather than having a story about my child, I actually have a story about myself.
Right.
Having a little accident.
Right.
About a year ago, I was walking the Bay Run. I was about 15, 20 minutes to the end of the Bay Run, I started to get a sore stomach. So as I was walking, I was like, okay, I'll play it off, whatever. Yeah. Just keep walking, push through it. The pain got too hard and too much for me to survive.
Yep.
So I thought it was just going to be a little fart.
Release
walking,
the pressure, so to speak.
Yep. You know how people just do the silent little deadly farts. As I'm walking, made sure.
Can I say, it's like, just quickly, it's like when you just release a little bit of water from a dam.
Thank
so
you.
The whole thing doesn't, so the wall doesn't break.
Yeah, the overflow.
Yep. So as I was releasing this little fart that I thought was going to be little, it turned out to be an explosive diarrhea poop.
Yeah, it's not good on the Bay Run, Bay Walk.
Well, you're near the Bay.
Yeah, did you? So, were you on your own or was there other people with you?
I was by myself.
Oh.
And silly me that day, I don't know if there's any other gym goers out there, but a lot of people don't wear undies when they are wearing tights. Mm.
I get
training.
It.
So, that was my decision that day. So, of course, my tights didn't hold in the diarrhea.
Oh, ooh.
Sprayed the bay.
How'd you get home? How did you get home?
Well, there was two options. As I was squatting down in pain because I just couldn't handle it, an ambulance came past me. I was that determined to like stop them. But in my head, I'm like, no, this is so embarrassing. Like I'm 22 years old and I just pooped my pants.
Yeah.
So I had to call my sister, who was about 45 minutes away, to come and save me because I just couldn't handle it.
So you hid in the bushes for 45 minutes? Is that what happened?
I actually squatted down. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Bay Run, but there's a cafe near a park. I just squatted down right near there in front of everybody, just pretending that I was having a break because I was that tired.
Well done, Renee.
Yeah.
No, meanwhile, we get it. $300 to the Iconic. Well played.
There you go.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
Can we speak to a legend, a worldwide superstar? Can we do that right now?
Yes, we can. The most beautiful man in the world, 30 years running, Fabio joins us on the line. Hello, Fabio.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
No,
how are you guys doing?
For...
Fabio. We're so much better after hearing your voice. This is huge for us. I've been a fan of yours since, I don't know how long, so long. You've been, age were you when you got famous?
Well, I went to New York, I was about 19 years old. And then when I started, I started modeling since I was 14. But then 18 years old when I went to, 19 actually, when I went to New York and I got signed by Ford Modeling Agency.
So it's over 40 years of modeling. That is an unbelievable achievement to stand the test of time.
It's been a while, put it that way.
What's your connection with Australia? Because you also did, what was it, the show, not Full Frontal?
Aston James?
Yes, Aston James.
Right. Products. We're talking Aston James.
I mean, you know, it's like, I always love Australia. I think, you know, Australia is one of the most beautiful countries in the world. And I've been around the world, and you know, it's so beautiful, and people, they're so accommodating, they're down to earth, and they're just great people. And also, you know, everybody in the world knows that actually Australia have the most amazing extract and plants, and they're very ahead of everybody in homeopathic remedies. You know, Australia and New Zealand. You know, when two entrepreneurs from Sydney, they came to Los Angeles and they say, Fabio, you know, we want to launch a line of product for men and eventually also for women. We can come out with the most amazing extract from Australia, and we can use your Italian design style and come out with an amazing luxury line. And that's what we did.
I wanted to shout out to Liam Robinson and Daniel Phillips.
Two local lads.
Yeah, two Sydney boys who are behind
all
this.
They're great guys. I love to work with those guys.
Would you say that Australian men and Australian people in general are the best people in the world, Fabio?
Yes, definitely.
I can attest to that.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something. Equinox Gym in West Hollywood. It's one of the most famous gyms in the world.
Yep.
The Rock trains there. Everybody trains there. Cameron Diaz. Yeah. I was in there one day with a mate of mine who lived there, a handsome guy.
Yeah.
We saw Fabio working out.
Yep.
Well, I said, that guy's the best looking man I've ever seen. Hang on, that's Fabio. My mate walked up to you, buddy. Fabio, and he said, hey, Fabio, you look great. Nice hair. And you know what Fabio did? Took time out of his workout. He shook my mate's hand and he said, and looked deep into his eyes and said, you look great too. That's the man. That's Fabio right there.
Well, that's why he connects with Australians.
What's the secret to the beautiful
hair? I love Australia. I love Australian people because they're down to earth. And, you know, it's like, listen, life is too short. Life is too short. And you can't take yourself seriously.
Fabio, as a man who's about to, I've just clocked over to 50. I know you've clocked over to 60. In what decade, and I think right now, I'm going to say right now you've never looked hotter, but looking back, do you reckon you had one decade where you were the hottest, like as in physically you felt the sexiest?
Listen, I take life day by day. I don't take myself seriously. And I just have fun with life. That is the most important thing in life. You know, there's much more depth in the way you just look, And I think, you lose some of your look, but you know what? Also, you become wiser.
Just quickly,
so it's
secret to your hair, even though it's what's on the inside that counts. Secret to good hair.
Aston James.
Yeah. There we go. Bringing it back, baby. Aston James. That's where he's at now. Fabio's range with Aston James. It's out now. Get involved. AstonJamesProducts.com. Fabio, what a treat.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to ask you this. Which football team do you support? Which Italian football team do you support?
I don't like soccer. I'm sorry, guys. I never liked soccer. I think a bunch of wussy running around the ball. I like American football.
When men hit other men, they go hard into each other and they don't complain.
Think about this. Australian, they have the same. They have Australian football with very much like American football without padding. So, you know, that's real men, what real men do.
They
don't play soccer.
Don't play soccer.
And they don't... I won't say. I want to upset soccer people, but Fabio, there you go from Fabio.
It's a pleasure, Fabio. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you for having me, guys. The Today FM Morning
Crew. That was Husey, Ed and Erin for Spotlight, helping you create, decorate and celebrate all your Christmas traditions this year.